Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Vasudevaya.
I would like to welcome all of you to this evening class on Sri Brajbilas Stava. We have been hearing so far texts about those devotees who relate to Krishna in the parental way, like parents do. Srila Rupa Goswami has written how these devotees feel towards Krishna, and we have just we have said in these classes so far that the way love for Krishna comes into the heart of the conditioned soul is by two ways. It is by purifying our heart from, let us say, the material attachments and desires which put so many other lovable objects before us. But it also comes, this love for Krishna, if we hear in a submissive way how great devotees love Krishna. This, by their mercy, when we hear about them, some of that love in a principal way can come into our heart. So we hear today of another personality who has parental love for Krishna. It is Parjanya. Parjanya, the paternal grandfather of Krishna, goes around and constantly criticizes the monsoon clouds. He says, "My grandson Krishna has a much better bluish complexion than you." He is so proud of Krishna that he constantly, Raghunath Das Goswami says, blasphemes the monsoon clouds. Well, who do you think you are that you dare to carry such a color which is carried much better by my grandson? This means Parjanya is so absolutely absorbed in Krishna that he always thinks of some kind of relishable topic about Krishna. I do remember I had a music teacher in the gymnasium where I was trying to find some interest in the school, and he would always be totally absorbed in classical music. You would always see him walking through the school, directing an invisible and unhearable orchestra. In his mind, he was maybe going do 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 do, but he was not singing. He was totally absorbed in the music, and he really appeared like a person from a different world. So Parjanya is so absolutely absorbed that he does also do unusual things. He only discusses about Krishna, and then criticizes the moon cloud. This is quite unusual. This text 13. I wanted to tell you what else devotees in parental love do. I found this verse by Rupa Goswami, who describes what the parents or those who feel like parents towards Krishna feel. First of all, they are always very eager to fondle Krishna, to have him on the lap and to affectionately fondle him. They smell Krishna's head, they rub his body with their hands, they offer words of benediction, may you grow up nicely, and they give him permission, and they give him instructions for his own benefit. These are the activities of those who feel parental love. They tell Krishna many things, don't do this, do this, and so on. So Pajanya has also this mood. I will go a little bit fast through these associates until I come to those who are in the friendly bhava. There is Varyasi, the good wife of Pajanya, Krishna's grandmother, the paternal grandmother. She's also very, very proud of Krishna. And in one description we hear that somehow, due to the pride, Varyasi does not touch the ground any longer. Her feet are slightly floating about the ground because she feels just so happy that Krishna is her grandson. And she is a grandmother, that means she's more lenient than Pajanya. Pajanya tends to sometimes instruct Krishna, but Varyasi always smiles and jokes with Krishna, like the Bhakta does, the grandmother. In text 15, we hear about Krishna's paternal uncle, that's the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj. His name is Upananda, and he always protects the land of Vrindavan. His bright face is decorated with a white beard. His complexion is blackish, and he is greatly learned and full of divine qualities. Upananda is always present in the assembly of Nanda. He always tries to please his nephew, Sri Krishna, who is his life and soul. Upananda resides in the village of Sahara. It's very interesting. Upananda is actually the oldest of the five Nandas, the five sons of Pajanya. But he actually wanted that Nanda, that is the middle of the five Nanda, becomes the king, because he feels Nanda Maharaj is the father of Krishna, and he is more qualified than me. So Upananda, on his own, stepped down from the throne and gave that to Nanda Maharaj. Then there are Upananda's family. He has one son, Subhadra, who is quite interesting. I mean, they are all interesting. Subhadra is, listen to this, is always sitting on the left side of King Nanda in the royal assembly, and he has a particular knowledge about astrology. So he will always consult Nanda Maharaj and give him astrological advices. And he also gives astrological advices to Krishna. This is the son of Upananda. Then we hear of three more personalities. One is Krishna's vet nurse, Mother Ambika. She was very worried about Krishna. There were a few incidents in Boma Vrindavan of demons coming in, and Ambika thought, I'm a woman, and I don't accompany Krishna into the forest. So therefore, I must somehow get a child, a son, who's extremely strong. And she prayed for a boy, and as a result of her prayers, Vijay was born to her. And Vijay is so heavy that when he gets into the mood of protecting Krishna, he roars so loud. Vijay is strong. That it appears that millions of universes are cracking. That loud. Wow. Narayani, what do you think?
That's really loud.
That's really loud, yes. So, and then the last person who is there to protect Krishna, you can see Krishna, is known to us conditioned souls as someone who takes care of everyone. But in Vrindavan, they think differently. They think they must take care of Krishna. And one personality to take care of Krishna is Bhaguri Muni. Bhaguri Muni is a brahmana and a priest. And he constantly performs yajnas for the protection of Krishna. Just please see the difference between what we are doing here in the world. We are saying, Krishna, please protect me. Krishna, you know, today I was at some place in Govardhan, and I was just I remembered this. And then sometimes these Brijbasi boys who are a little older than teenagers are very wild, and one saw my red bicycle, Zausebraus, and fell in love with a bicycle, while I was chanting, you know, he was just jumping on the bicycle and driving away with it. And I thought, well, should I run after him? I mean, it looks so bad, and maybe I don't catch him, and also we should act a little saintly, you know, we should not be like ordinary, seen as ordinary village people. And then I just prayed, Giriraj, can you please take care of the situation and give me my red bicycle back? And as I was saying the prayer, I was thinking, oh my God, is this the level of your Krishna consciousness? Is this what you have learned from your exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada? You are here in the most sacred place of the universe and you pray for a bicycle? And then I said, Giriraj, do whatever you want with this bicycle. I don't have any demands. And then I looked at Giriraj, and it seemed that Giriraj smiled at me in a mischievous way. Mischievous in a maybe joking way, but maybe it's just that I saw it like this. I absorbed in chanting. There was nothing I could do. And anyways, it's the best. And after 10 or 15 minutes, the Brijbasi boy came, very well behaved. He put the bicycle back to the same spot. He paid his obeisances to me, and he said, "Take care." Someone had told him to bring the bicycle back in the sad, and he had taken, he had done it. So the point is, we in this world, we always want something from God, but there's a whole, this is Raghunath Das Goswami's opening verses of this work, a whole army of devotees of Krishna who are doing everything for Krishna. I adore the lotus feet of the king of the sages, Sri Bhaguri, who as a priest of Nanda Maharaj always protects Sri Krishna by daily reciting mantras, awarding blessings and smelling his head. He is also the shelter of the personified Vedas. So with this text, 20, Raghunath Das Goswami ends the list of devotees who are in the parental mood. Let me summarize to you. After we have heard yesterday about Baladev, we are here, we have heard today, about Pajanya, and please say his name, Pajanya. Then his wife, Krishna's grandmother, Variyasi. Good. Then Krishna's paternal uncle, Upananda. Then Shri Krishna, Shri Nanda Maharaj's elder brother, Sunanda. And then we had heard about the son of Upananda, who is a great astrologer. His name is Subhadra. Good. Then we heard about Ambika and her son Vijay. Yes. The last on the list is Bhaguri. Yes, you might need to learn all these. This is so today we will talk in some detail about the dearmost friend of Krishna. He's known as the best friend of Krishna. Do you have any idea who that is? Sridham. Radharani's brother. Yes. Krishna Syochai Pranaya Vasati Sampra Vina Sakinam Syamangastat Samaguna Vayovesha Sondayadapa Snehadvandukshanamala Akalanash Jayateyo Vaduta Sridamanam Hari Sahacharam Sarvadatam Prapadye. I always take shelter at the lotus feet of Sridham, who is Sri Krishna's dearmost friend. He is the most experienced amongst all of Sri Krishna's friends. His complexion is blackish, and he is proud of possessing similar qualities, age, dress, and beauty as that of Sri Krishna. Sridham, due to affection, becomes greatly impatient if he does not see his friend Krishna for even a moment. So these are the qualities of Sridham. Let us hear a little bit about the loving relationship which Krishna has to Sridham. Again, I want to say that as you are listening to this, you can just really see them before Krishna and interacting with Krishna. I remember how Gaur Govinda Maharaj once explained how devotional feelings come to us. He said he was at a mourning or a cremation ceremony in Africa, and he watched people who were crying for the deceased relative. And as he watched them crying, he also felt like crying. So you do develop some emotions for Krishna if you hear or see before your mind's eye these wonderful associates who are there. Sridham is a dearmost friend of Krishna. Now let us see how do the friends of Krishna feel towards Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, those who equal Krishna in age and have exclusive fraternal love for him are called Priya Sakas. Sridham, Sudham, Dham, Vasudham, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Angsu, Bhadrasena, Vilasi, Pundarik, Vitanka, and Kalavinka are some of these friends. They delight Krishna with games like arm wrestling and stick fighting. The Sakas wrestle. I don't know, arm wrestling, isn't it? Is it this one? Where you just do with the arm. But that's one thing they do, but they do also actual wrestling, which includes even the toes, you know, and stick fighting. Krishna's friends always enjoy with him and are extremely upset when they are separated from Krishna, even by a moment. It is described twice by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When the cowherd boys, who are of the same age, you know, who are like friends, go with Krishna through the forest of Vrindavan, and Krishna disappears only for a fraction of a second behind a tree, as he passes the tree, the cowherd boys become already upset. Where's Krishna? There he is. It's just they feel just so attached to Krishna. We hear from Bhagavatam that during the night when they sleep, they wake up several times and run before and come to the palace of Nandagram to see if it's already the time for them to go out with Krishna in the pasturing grounds. And they always come and knock at the door, and Yashoda says, "Hurry, go to bed. Krishna is still sleeping." He says, "It's in the midst of the night. You go to bed." And then again, after an hour, they think, "Oh, my God, maybe I've overslept." And they run back. And they are just so attached to Krishna. Finally, when it's actually morning and Krishna goes up, they are asleep in their homes. And then what Krishna does, he loves his friends also, and he knows that they couldn't sleep the whole night out of eagerness to go with him. He personally expands in as many forms as he has friends, and he comes before their homes and wakes them up by blowing into his bugle. Then they come, "I've slept already." And then they come out and they see Krishna. This is how they are attached to Krishna. Very, very attached. Now, okay, let us now hear about Sridham. Do you remember what is Sridham's bodily color? I don't know if it was said here. Blackish, yes. His complexion is blackish. He dresses in yellow dhoti and blue garments and decorates himself with jeweled necklaces. He's 16 years old and looks very attractive and effulgent. You may think, oh my God, he dresses in yellow. Isn't that the color of Krishna? Blue. And you are right, but you must know, he is proud of possessing similar qualities, age and dress and beauty as that of Sri Krishna. Krishna dresses in yellow, then he also dresses in yellow. He follows Krishna's dressing style. He is the dearmost friend of Sri Krishna, the source of many blissful pastimes. His father is
Vishabhanu,
and his mother is the chaste Sri Radha and Anangamanjari are his younger sisters. Two sisters. There are three in the family of Radha. Three children. So Sridham, as we heard, is so proud because he is so similar to Krishna in looks. And he is also the greatest object of Krishna's love. He has, his feelings to Krishna are based, like all the friends of Vishramba. This is, they have no respect for Krishna because they think he is equal. They feel there is really no difference. Once, when Krishna, this was the seventh day of Krishna lifting Giriraj, all his friends came to him and said, all in a big group, we have discussed the matter very carefully, Gopal. We are extremely distressed that you stand now already for 7 days and seven nights without sleep. You must be tired. So therefore we have decided, give Sridham, your best friend Giriraj, and take some rest. Or else, if for some reason you don't want to give Giriraj to Sridham, then place him at least from the left hand on the right hand, and then we can massage your left arm. That's how they feel. Isn't that beautiful? How can they make such a suggestion to give Sridham the whole mountain? They think he's equal. He is the Krishna, like one of us. What he can do, we can also do. And they see this in the divine Leela. They wrestle with Krishna. And Krishna doesn't win all the time. He often loses, you know, in the pastime of wrestling. So, when Krishna played with all the boys ball on the Yamuna, Sridham challenged Krishna in a proud way. And then Rupa Goswami describes, the sky was filled with sounds of leaves, leaf flutes, you know, they play on, you know, like we boys did. I always put a piece of grass in between the thumbs and it, so the boys in Braj have very high sounding leaf flutes, horns and flutes. It was a big musical concert, and Sridham had challenged Krishna and was in the midst of all this concert just very peacefully preparing himself for wrestling with Krishna. He took his scarf and he was binding it very nonchalantly around his waist. So Krishna, addresses him. Are Shridham, best is you run before it's too late. Don't you remember that I once almost crushed your body? Shridham, very composed, said, Shridham, who's famous as the source of power, has been victorious. He is always victorious, and he will remain always victorious. He was not impressed. That you can see if you study carefully your shoulders, because I have left some marks there the last time when you had to carry me on your shoulders because you lost against me. I was always victorious, I am always victorious, and I will always defeat you, Krishna. You are proud for no reason. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Because you say you have killed all these demons. But, Krishna, it were the Brahmanas who killed Putana with their mantras, not you. And tell me, were you all alone when you entered the belly of Agasura, or were we with you? We were there. What to speak of Bakasura? We were all surrounding you and supporting you. If you say, but it is I who lifted Giriraj, then I will tell the actual truth to the world. It went up in the air by itself, being pleased with our Govardhan Puja. This is the actual truth. And if you continue to boast, I will tell it to the world. You were just placing yourself very, very cleverly under Giriraj, and you lifted your hand a little bit to give the impression that you were lifting Giriraj. But it were, he was flying high because of our puja. This should not be forget. So why are you so proud? Let us now fight. So, but you know, this is there, these feelings, but the friends of Krishna really are known for not being able to tolerate, even for a second, Krishna's absence. And you know, when does Krishna leave his friends? When he goes to meet Srimati Radharani at Radhakund, then Krishna goes alone and leaves his friend, and then the friends, they sleep, they take their noon rest, and they wake up, and where's Krishna? So once when Krishna returned, Sridham said, you've really hurt our heart. Why did you suddenly leave us on the bank of the Yamuna? It's our good fortune that we have found you back. Now you have to embrace each one of us very firmly, O Krishna. I tell you the truth. Without you, the cows, we ourselves, the goshta means the pasturing ground, and in fact all the desirable objects become totally unattractive in a moment. This is those who are loving Krishna. They feel without Krishna, the world is becoming empty. You know, like Lord Chaitanya says, the world has become empty in your absence. They feel like this. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he is also known on that very high level. He has composed one prayer which is almost shocking. He says, as Ishta Devata is Radharani, and he wants to become a servant of Radha, and he says, without you, everything is empty here in Vrindavan. Even my stay at Radha Kund, even Krishna is himself, without you, is not able to satisfy my heart. This is how they feel. And this is actually the sign of when you come to Krishna consciousness, you actually experience a natural sense of desirelessness. It's called virakti. The whole world loses its color and therefore his attractiveness. It is only by our conditioned mind that we paint the world by our expectations as something which is very colorful. We imagine the world, we project our feelings of wanting to be happy on the world, almost like a beamer who can project the images in a computer on a screen. This way we are putting value into the world and we color it. So vairagya or detachment means actually to discolor the world, to take the projections, your own projections, out of the world. And then the world will all of a sudden look to you without color and no longer attractive and as a sign of this, you develop virakti, that is a sense of detachment. You practice vairagya and you develop the state of virakti. This is the state of someone who is in bhava, who loves Krishna. For him, it is very natural that the world appears colorless, and only Krishna is full of attractiveness. Now, as we said, the yogis practice vairagya. They renounce the world with a lot of mental and physical effort. Devotees, they listen to Krishna and develop their attachment to Krishna, and as a result, the world will appear no longer interesting for them. And that is, of course, a very high state. We know of Maharaj Bharata that it is described that he had a very, very good kingdom, a beautiful wife, very good family, but he left it, and the Bhagavatam says, like a person who leaves a stool. You don't have to make an effort to leave your excrement behind. It's not when you press the bottom and it goes, you go like, oh no! Or that you really fight for many hours, shall I press it or not, you know, the button. It's very easy for you to press the button, which takes care of the human waste. No? So you don't have to practice some convincing thing, some great renunciation. So this state comes in the level of loving Krishna. The example is Maharaj Bharata. He effortlessly left the world. It was not that he had to, you know, like some of you who joined the Krishna consciousness the day before you you smoked your last package of cigarettes, you know, and then you with great sorrow you threw the cigarettes and, you know, you gave them up, and you know, no, this is really what we are praying for, becoming overwhelmed with Krishna consciousness, and then a natural degree is a natural byproduct is that we will have the level of virakti. That is what we always pray, and that is the project also of someone who goes to Vrindavan. He really feels in his heart, how will I become successful in my Krishna consciousness by my own efforts? If my consciousness doesn't change, if my heart doesn't change, there is not much use in my spiritual life. I must do something in my life so that my heart and my consciousness changes. And today I listened to a lecture from the online internet service of Srila Prabhupada. Ananda Chaitanya had somehow been able to receive it in Braj, and there Prabhupada, the purport of Srila Prabhupada was read by one devotee. And the purport, Prabhupada writes that the transformation of the heart is the whole essence of Krishna conscious practice. And that transformation means that in our heart some affectionate love for Krishna comes, maybe some gratitude first for Krishna, and then we will become detached from the unhealthy attachments which may still sometimes keep us in their fangs, on their grasp. So I tell you the truth, as Sridham, without you the cows are totally unattractive, we ourselves are no longer interested in ourselves when we don't have you, we feel ourselves disgusting. The pasturing ground and in fact all desirable objects become totally unattractive in a moment. This was Sri Damsaka. Let us hear about him again from the verse. I always take shelter at the lotus feet of Sridham, who is Krishna's dearmost friend. That's why the cowherd boys said to to Krishna, you please give the hill, the Govardhan, to Sridham. They didn't say give it to Subal or to Dham or Vasudham or the strong Vijay. They said to Sridham because he's the dearmost friend. How could it be elsewise? He is the older brother of Radharani. He is the most experienced among all of Sri Krishna's friends. That's another reason why they wanted to give him, Sridham, the Govardhan. His complexion is blackish and he is proud of possessing similar qualities, age, dress and beauty as that of Sri Krishna. He even dresses like Krishna and he is proud. He says, Sridham will always be victorious. Sridham, due to affection, becomes greatly impatient if he does not see his friend Krishna for even a moment. No? That is seen when Krishna leaves the cowherd boys and goes elsewhere in the forest. So, having heard about Sridham and the cowherd boys a little bit, we will stop here. Shri Braj Bilas Stava ki jay. Shri Raghunathas Goswami ki jay. Shri Govardhan
Hilki Jay Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur.